This is one of the most difficult chapters of the synthesis of yoga. So we shall deal with it first. You know, we are discussing the question of sin and hell. Not a very interesting subject, but it can be very important from many points of view. There were two remarks which were made here when we spoke last time on this subject. Hell and heaven are here, not elsewhere. The second remark was, there is no idea of hell except in those scriptures where people are motivated to work on the right lines under the threat of a hell. If you don't do work properly, you will go to hell. These are the two remarks which were made, and I must say that I appreciate both the remarks very much. It is true that both heaven and hell are here. It is true. But not merely here. Both hell and heaven are here, but not merely here. If you maintain that this world is the only world and there is nothing else in the world, then that statement requires to be enlarged. There is a series of worlds, not only this world, but there is a series of worlds. I am very happy that you have made so much of good research that you have found the exact place where Sri Aurobindo speaks of different planes. Sri Aurobindo speaks of the terrestrial, the supraterrestrial, and the supracosmic. These three words are very important. There is cosmic, which consists of two, terrestrial and supraterrestrial. If you take the entire cosmos, this entire cosmos can be divided into two distinct parts. The terrestrial, that means earthly existence. What we see around us is the terrestrial existence. This comes from the word terre, the earth. In French we have the word terre. So from there this word comes, terrestrial, that which belongs to earthly existence. But this terrestrial existence is not the only existence. There is also supraterrestrial, something that is above terrestrial. the entire cosmos is not merely the earth, but also that which transcends the earth. This terrestrial, you might say, is the physical existence. All that is physical. That would mean also the galaxies. Not only this earth as we see it, but also the galaxies, because they are also physical. Everything that is physical is terrestrial. So apart from this entire physical universe that we see, there are many other worlds. In a certain sense, you might say that if you want to be perfect on the physical, you cannot be perfect without knowing the supraterrestrial. Many people say, why to bother about others? Let us confine ourselves to the problems that we face here on the earth. Now, if it was possible to resolve the problems of the earth by remaining confined to the earth, it would be quite all right. But the trouble is that you cannot resolve the problems of the physical without entering into the supraterrestrial. The reason is that from the supraterrestrial, a number of forces are constantly vibrating and migrating. Now, this supraterrestrial itself has many planes. There is at least the life plane, and there is the mind plane. And then there is a supramental plane. And between mind plane and supramental plane, there are many other planes. There is a plane of the higher mind. Then there is illumined mind. Then there is intuitive mind. And then there is overmind. So these planes occupy the intermediate space between mind plane and the supramental plane. The higher mind, illumined mind, intuitive mind, over mind, and then the supermind. Now, between this purely physical and the life plane, also there is an intermediate plane, It is called subtle physical plane. And then when you go above the supraterrestrial, means if you go beyond all this, then you come to supracosmic. In the supracosmic there are two aspects. One is called acosmic. And then there is transcendental. Acosmic if you enter into acosmic, no cosmos exists in that consciousness. It is acosmic. It is a state of consciousness in which neither this world nor other worlds is seen to be real. There is a small Gujarati poem which says, when I awake, the world disappears. When I awake, the world disappears. It's exactly opposite of what we do in our ordinary waking consciousness. When we wake, the whole world appears. But if you awake in the acosmic consciousness, the world disappears. Jagine jom to jagat dise nahi. Don't worry about it. That is a Gujarati poem. When I awake, the world disappears. The transcendental includes a cosmic. It includes all the planes. All the supraterrestrial planes and the terrestrial plane. But it is above all of them. Such is the nature of the transcendental. So you might experience transcendental here and now, because everywhere transcendental is present. But normally it is very difficult to experience transcendental unless we attend to cosmic. Is a step towards transcendental. It is only when we become conscious of the entire universe at the same time that divine consciousness is understood or known. When we call God, what we call God is this transcendental. And because many people are not aware of all this whole scheme, the word God is defined differently by different people. When we ask the question, do you believe in the existence of God? The question is, what kind of God? There are many kinds of conceptions of God. So this is the concept that we get in Sri Aurobindo, the transcendental, is God. If you like to call him God. Some people have allergy to the word God. So it doesn't matter. You can call it by transcendental consciousness. You can call divine consciousness. It is this God of which Sri Aurobindo speaks whenever he speaks of God. It is not God living in the seventh heaven, looking at the world and amusing himself with the world as it is moving on, like a cinema show. That is not God. This divine consciousness is all, everywhere, and above. He himself is all, and he is above. In Sanskrit, this word transcendental is called Purushottama. I am using this word because in the passage that you have pointed out to me, the word Purusha occurs quite often. So I wanted to introduce to you this idea of Purushottama. Not only Purusha, but Purushottama. Purushottama consists of two words, Purusha and Uttama. The two words put together become Purushottama. It is said Purushottama has a double status. Mobile and immobile. It at once moves and does not move. This is the one supreme mystery of his consciousness. Even when he moves, he remains stable. Even when he is stable, he is not incapacitated to move. He is not incapable. He is stable, but not incapable of moving. In Sanskrit, these two words are called, mobile is called kshara. I'm sorry to give such new words, but it will make our understanding of the passages that you have pointed out more easy. The mobile is called kshara, and the immobile is called akshara. Now you have a complete picture of all that is. When we ask the question, what is it that exists? This is that exists. It takes into account everything that is here in the world as it is understood by us, in other worlds, supraterrestrial worlds, in the immobile and that which is above the immobile. all these planes that we see are parts of mobile. Because in all these worlds there is a movement. All the terrestrial and supra-terrestrial planes are all part of mobile. There is a continuous dynamism. Behind the dynamism there is the acosmic, that which is immobile, but also transcendental. Acosmic does not remain by itself any time. It doesn't exist alone. The acosmic exists because of the transcendental. And wherever there is transcendental, all that is there is present.